7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find your countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these aims. Cause when them then tingle the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead yet.
We play roots and culture. We don't want no vulture. We don't want you get vulgar. Sin. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, January the 12th, 2014. So now, all manner of sick people. Look at the planet Earth today. Look at all the masses of the people who need health care, who need to be healthy. Forget the health insurance companies. The people need access to every method of health, whether it be medicine, in the hospitals, in the pharmaceuticals, whether it be medicine in the earth, whether it be the medicine of the spirit, of the word of the Most High, whether it be the medicine of knowledge and wisdom, the whole of the universe is medicine for we, the masses of the people, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. So Yahushua represents that force in the universe, that atum, that fire, spirit and power and force and energy in you and me to get up and stand up and begin to bring health to the people. This word health has to do, it said, he began to lay hands on the people and heal them. That word hands is the word care. It is one of the etymological root words of Christos, Christ. It is a part of those words that have to do with quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the creation process of the universe, bringing atoms and electrons, protons, neutrons, coalescing them to manifest and materialize the universe. The word hands, care, is one of the words in that train of etymological root words. That word hand has to do with the power of the Most High in the universe that can punish the wicked, whoever the wicked are, whether it is ourselves And whether it is the wicked ruling class in the families, that power that sustains the universe, upholds the universe, and controls the destinies of men and women. This is the power in your hand, my hand, the hand of Yahushua that healed the people of all manner of diseases. This is our mission, to become Yahushua and heal the people. And the word heal having to do with health, etymologically rooted in a word that has to do with summer, S-U-M-M-E-R. So when we study the seasons and study summer, fall, winter, spring, summer is the height of the power of Atum Ra, the sun, that power of the Most High personified in the sun that is in you, that is in me, that we heal ourselves. And we rise to the heights of the power of the Most High within ourselves. So he departed and the people sought after him. And he, Yahushua, said, I have to go to other cities to preach the kingdom of God in other cities. This means that he is preaching that the people have the power within themselves from the Most High to take ownership and rulership of their and our lives. We preach the same today. Don't wait and depend on these in leadership. They have by and large sold us out. The power of the Most High is within us to get up and stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And we begin to fulfill that which is written of us in Scripture, that we must get up and stand up and rule this earth, this universe, on behalf of the Most High. And so, the people were pressing on him in chapter 5, Yahushua. And he began to talk to fishermen. And he told Simon. And Simon means to hear the Most High, hear the people, hear the cries of the people, hear judicial cases. Yahushua is talking to one representing a government and a people that will hear the universe, hear the power of life in the universe. And so Yahushua says, man, look, go out to the water, cast your launch out into the deep and let down your nets for draught. Now the word deep, the word deep is depth and metaphorically extreme poverty, but also the deep things of God. So what Yahushua is saying, go out and deal with the condition of poverty. That condition of poverty caused by Caesar and by Rome, and alleviate that condition of poverty by the power of the Most High. When you go into the definitions of the words, sisters and brothers, what do we learn? What do we come to understand? So he's talking about launching out into the deep your nets for the drought. I'm trying to see if I can find a particular word. One of these words ended up being rooted in the word for chasm. I can't find it now. But the word chasm is the etymological end to the etymological root words of krestos. So we have a chasm, a hole. This bespeaks of that original chasm, that original deep, that original spiritual waters of noon. No motion, no energy, but potential. All one, dark waters, chasm. Then when you come forward in the Greek, you get to winter and water. That's the waters of noon filling in the chasm, filling in the womb, the sacred feminine, the womb, now being filled with water by the sacred masculine waters of noon. So go into that reality. Pull out the life of Yahweh, the life power of the waters of noon. He talks about Peter or Simon says, man, we were working all night, didn't find any fish, but nevertheless, we're going to do it. And they caught so many fish that the net began to break. This is teaching us that the people are waiting for this truth. The people are waiting for this truth that will lift them from the condition that has rendered us helpless and destroyed by the system. And so, Yahushua, it says, a man full of leprosy, another diseased man, came to Yahushua. And this leprosy, a disease, a virus that pervades the whole body, offensive. It has to do with tearing up your skin, making it scaly. This symbolizes Rome. This symbolizes the system that has diseased the people. And the man fell on his face and asked Yahushua to make him clean, to clean him physically from stains and dirt, to remove wickedness, purify wickedness and sin and so on, and to consecrate and dedicate the individual in a Levitical sense. Now, since I know that the word Levi means to join to, I can see that all of this symbolizes that we, as the masses of people, have been diseased and disconnected from the people and are now propagating the system of death and hell and destruction to the detriment of the people. So we now need to be cleansed of the thinking of the wicked ruling class and cleansed of our sinful actions of destroying each other, because we have fed into the hatreds given to us by the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So he healed that man, cleaned him. We must heal ourselves, administer to ourselves health on every level. Then a man who had palsy was brought to him. Palsy is a disease that weakens you, makes you feeble, weakens your limbs, causes you to be feeble and weak and wobble from side to side. So this individual was weak, and Yahushua healed that individual. And Yahushua healed the man and said to him, his sins are forgiven him, symbolizing that we must seek forgiveness of the sin of the system. And the Pharisees began to say, man, you are blaspheming. You are blaspheming, saying you can forgive sins. And Yahushua says that he has the power to forgive sins. He tells the man to rise up and walk. And the man took up his bed and rose up and began to walk. This is teaching us that we must get up and that we must stand up and that we must walk away from the system and walk into our mission of standing up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And so the authorities began to be very angry at Yahushua. Yahushua, it looks like he began to go into the house of a publican, a tax collector named Levi. And he began to teach this truth right in the home of a tax collector. He says he came not to call the righteous to repentance, but came to call sinners to the repentance. He came to the sick and not to they who claim to be okay. And so, he's going right to those who have a place in the system, and like John, is teaching them that they should not continue in the way that they have been going, destroying and hurting the people. Verse 6, I'm trying to get through this session, having gone through a lot of, in a synopsis type fashion, most of the scriptures all the way through chapter 6. You're going to have to read this for yourselves and research the definitions of the words for yourselves. But sisters and brothers, in chapter 6, Yahushua and his disciples were hungry. And that word hunger and hungry is associated with those who are poor and afflicted and needy and oppressed. And they took food out of the temple and began to eat. And the Pharisees said, man, what are you doing on the Sabbath day? It is unlawful to do what you're doing. And so Yahushua said, did not David, when he was hungry and those with him were hungry, went into the temple and began to eat the shoe bread that was supposed to be for the priests? And Jesus said in chapter 6, verse 5, that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And on another Sabbath, he's trying to teach them what the Sabbath is for, the purpose of the Sabbath. A man came to him with a withered hand. A hand withered that could not extend. It means that it's dry. The members of the body are deprived of natural juices and shrunk and wasted and withered. As it concerns the earth, it means a land in distinction from the water. So is this saying, yes, that land has been deprived of water? So a human being deprived of water, now the joints and the extremities and the arms and the legs and the various parts of the body begin to be wasted because it has been denied water, denied sustenance, denied that which the body needs so that the body can function in its full capacity. And so Yahushua told the man, stretch forth your hand. And he restored that hand whole as the other hand was. That word, restored, I can't hit all the words, restored to the former state. And this is rooted in another word that has to do with being made a root. being appointed, being constituted, being set in place. So this is causing me to understand that metaphorically, this has to do with a people who were supposed to be in leadership, in government and authority, but are deprived of power, deprived of the authority, deprived of everything that a human being needs to be all that the Most High has called the human being to be. So to be restored and put back in your former place means that we are now being restored to our positions of authority by the Most High, and in those positions of authority, we will administer truth, justice, and righteousness to ourselves and the people. The Sabbath, the purpose of the Sabbath is freedom, justice, and equality, elimination of all debt, elimination of debt slavery and slavery and freedom. And when someone has sold themselves to you because of hard times, at the end of 6 years, on the seventh year, which is the Sabbath year, you give them their freedom and you give them liberally of your resources that they may live a full and complete life. And together we free all of the oppressed. Together we clean all of ourselves up from the unclean spirits of this system, the unclean spirits of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. Somewhere in here it talks about how Jesus knew their thoughts and how the wicked ruling class, or I should say the elites that were set up by Caesar, began to want to kill Yahushua, and he knew their thoughts. Teach the babies that they have the power to know the thoughts of a human being, to know when a human being wants to do them harm. Teach them that they have the power to judge the disposition of the spirit and soul energy of a human being, so that they, as they stand up, are able to every time avoid all the traps of the wicked ones and all the traps. He began in chapter 6 to acquire, Jesus now, disciples. And one of them was Simeon, or Simon, called Zelotes. And I am correct in my assumption. Zelotes, let's hear the pronunciation. And we're winding down this session.
Strong's G2208. Zelotes. Zelotes.
This word in the Greek language means to burn with zeal. From God is God as jealous of any rival and sternly vindicating his control. This is, see, the people who love the oppressed masses are like God in the flesh, goddess in the flesh, and are angry when the system becomes a rival of the people and when the system destroys the people. So we become jealous like God, and we become zealous like God, and have zeal and a desire and passion for the people and passion for the oppressed masses. And we want to defend and uphold the oppressed, vehemently contend for a thing. And that thing is the masses of the people, the oppressed, who are destroyed night and day. So we want to be that zealous, that zealot one for Yahushua that will stand for the people. He goes into the Beatitudes. He's talking to the multitudes. And let me make sure, this word multitude is the word that means the masses, the common people, not the rulers, not the leaders. Yahushua is working with the common, ordinary people, those who are held with contempt in the eyes of the wicked ruling class, those who are considered ignorant masses, the masses, the multitudes of the people. This is who Yahushua is talking to, the common people. And he's talking strong. You have to read this for yourself. He says in verse 21 of chapter 6, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. He's talking to the masses of the people saying, you're hungry, you're poor, you're naked, you're raggedy, you're out of doors, but the day shall come when you shall be filled, when you shall have equal access to everything under the sun, and you shall be prosperous, and you shall no longer be oppressed. Then he says, woe to the rich, talking to the wealthy, talking to the common people about the wicked, wealthy, ruling class families. The rich, wealthy, abounding in material resources. And so Caesar is he, and the Roman Senate and the Roman Empire are they who have stolen the resources from the people. And he says, woe to them. Woe means woe and warning, because now the Most High is going to change the condition of the people through ourselves, through men and women who come together and begin to work that Yahuwah in our lives. He says, love your enemies, and them that hate you, pray for them. Enemies are hateful people, those who hate and oppose you. Who is he talking about? He's talking about those of our people who have been turned against us because of Satan, who is the enemy of the divine government, which is you and me. We are the divine government. And we have been turned against each other to hate each other. So we have to love each other and forgive each other so that we together, as poor working class masses of people who have been hateful of each other, who have pursued hatred, pursuits against each other because of the wickedness of the system, we have to love each other. He's talking not to the leaders. He's not talking to the rulers. He's talking to the common people. We have to love each other and forgive each other. As poor working class masses of people all over the earth, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, we have been the enemies of each other because of the system. Now let's love each other. Let's do good by each other. Let's uphold each other. Let's stand up for each other. And let's stand against this system that has destroyed our sisters and our brothers. Jah love, Jah bless. Rastafari Selassie with no apology. This is the Exodus, the movement of Haile I, Selassie, Rastafari people.